And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another edition of the Experience Hockey Talk, serious hockey talk for serious hockey fans. And I know it's been a while, but what a better time to bring the podcast back than with a preview of the NWHL Isabel Cup Championship game coming to you this Friday live on Twitch between the Boston Pride and the Minnesota Whitecaps. And joining me now from the Boston Pride is forward and Shaggy's favorite athlete of all time, Miss Emily Fluke. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. How are you?
I'm great.
You're like 48 hours away.
I know. It's so exciting.
Let's talk about this real quick. You actually spent the last two seasons before the season with the Connecticut Whale, and then you signed with the Boston Pride. What was your first two seasons in the league like with the Boston or with the Connecticut Whale?
Yeah, first off, I'll just say I wanted to give a quick shout out to Chris, to Shaggy, for his support over these past three seasons. He's been a huge fan, and he's even a fan of me on the Boston Pride, even though he's a diehard Whale fan. So just a quick shout out there. But I'm so appreciative of my first three seasons in the league. The first two with Connecticut was an awesome experience. I've made some, great friends, had some amazing hockey moments. It was a lot of fun. And this past season five, my third season has been, very successful and very fun to be a part of.
Now, why don't you tell people about the process of what it was like signing with Boston? Because you actually didn't start the season with Boston. You actually started off as a free agent and then signed with Boston after the season had started. What was that process like, just to kind of give people like a little peek behind the curtain?
Sure. So how the league has worked in the past is everyone's a free agent after the season's up. So after my season with the Connecticut Whale, I knew that I wanted to play for the Boston Pride. I'm from Boston. I work in Boston. The commute to Connecticut wasn't, easy. So it was, it was a fun time playing for them, but I just knew logistically I needed to be back in Boston, for work reasons and just overall life convenience. So I, had reached out to their organization, and I was, patient with the process. They, had to, logistically, they took a long time to put together the team that they were looking to put together, and obviously that paid off. We have an excellent team, so kudos to our management team and the coaching staff and the captains on that.
Now, one of the biggest things that happened to the Boston Pride going into the season was the sale to Miles Aroney and his group, which is a big thing. And from all the interviews that I read, he is possibly one of the best people to come and be a part of the NWHL, especially at the Boston Pride. What has your experience been like with him, and how has it been like working with him?
Yeah, Miles has been excellent. I really think he's setting the standard for ownership of really any team, but of a women's hockey team. We see him a good amount of time. He's very involved with the team. He comes to practices and he comes and talks to us before the locker rooms. He comes to the games. He, you know, emails us after the games with his thoughts and congratulations. And he's always making himself available for suggestions and feedback of how he can make things better for us. And just throughout the year, he's just made, you know, travel arrangements and food accommodations that really go a long way. You know, day-to-day things, you know, there's so much going on for, you know, us as professional athletes that if you can take some of the strain off us on a day-to-day with just making things easier, it just means everything to us.
And when you look at going into a second season of Miles Aroney as the owner of the team, what type of improvements do you expect to see?
Great question. I haven't thought too far ahead because right now my focus is really on just on Friday night. I can't even think beyond that right now. It's just all that's on my brain. So I don't have a great answer for that, but Miles has, you know, made it pretty clear that he is excited about the growth. You know, we've had great sponsorship at the league level and especially at the Boston Pride level. So I think going forward, we're going to continue to grow sponsorship numbers, continue to sell out and grow that viewership on Twitch, and he'll be a huge part of that growth.
Right. Now, looking at the Boston Pride, they went 23-1-0 with 46 points in the first season in NWHL history where they went with 24 games compared to 16 or 18. I believe it's 18 mostly. You only lost one game. It was to the Minnesota Whitecaps. Going through this season, and especially on the massive tear that the team was on, what was it like for you to have the loss? And was there ever a worry about, you know, maybe never not really getting to face adversity going 23-1 in the season?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously being 23-1 and having a long undefeated streak was really exciting. It was really fun to be a part of. I think when we had our first loss to Minnesota, the attitude wasn't, you know, negative or like super bummed out or anything. I think that we kind of felt a little bit of a weight off of our shoulders. Like, okay, like now we're not undefeated. We don't have, you know, that undefeated label on us anymore, but we're like, this is what it feels like to lose. And we don't want to feel this way again. So let's let this be the last time we lose.
And just to piggyback on that, in the last 10 games of the regular season, not including the playoffs that have just been played, both Boston and Minnesota went 9-1 and both had win streaks of 4 games to end the season. So your one loss came in the last 10. What's it like having that loss be near the end of the season rather than having a loss at the beginning of the season?
Yeah, good question. I think that we've been working on, you know, getting better every single day. And I think that we're well aware that the other teams are doing the same thing. So I think it's a lot of respect to the other teams in the league and to, you know, the Minnesota Whitecaps. They're a great team as well. So we just knew we would have to have tough games, and that, you know, that one loss is kind of behind us at this point. It happened and we've grown from it, and now the focus is just on us and what we can do to be better and to ultimately win on Friday.
Now, you probably don't watch the other teams' games when they play all other teams, because normally coaches will bring up video of like what you did against that team specifically. But were you able, or your team able, to watch any of the Minnesota Metropolitan game from Sunday?
I have not had a chance to watch that game in full. I think, like you had, to your point, we have cut up film of, you know, our games against Minnesota. And so I think, you know, we're having a little bit of a focus on sort of the X's and O's of, you know, how we scored goals on Minnesota, how they scored on us, what they like to do things. So, you know, we've had a little bit of a focus on that. But right now we're really just focused on ourselves. We know the team, we're confident in the team we have, the skill that we have, the hard work we bring to every practice and to every game. And so right now the focus is just us on us and executing. And so, we know who we're playing, and we know, you know, some of the things that they like to do and how we can, you know, some of the ways we've scored on them. But right now it's all about us.
Now, near the end of the season and including in your one playoff game, which was against your former team, the Connecticut Whale, the Pride at Warrior Ice Arena would have, like, I believe 5 to 6 consecutive sellouts. What's it been like this season playing in front of the Boston crowd for you?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Our I can't say enough about our fans, not only the ones that have attended in person, but the viewership on Twitch has been amazing. But the, you know, the sellouts has been, it's just been awesome to play in front of. The Boston crowd fan is super, super excited. They bring a lot of energy. They bring a lot of noise to the games, and just having a full packed stadium, it just, you know, it gets me going. It gets me pretty excited, and it makes scoring goals all the more fun and winning games.
So for you, what do you have to say to all the people that are going to be coming to Warrior Ice Arena this Friday night at 7:15 p.m. Eastern time, or to all those like myself and Shaggy, who unfortunately can't make the trip up from the D.C. area, but we'll be watching on Twitch. What do you want to tell to all those people that are going to be watching?
I think anyone who's not planning on watching, I would encourage to watch. I think this is going to be an unbelievable hockey game. You have, you know, the first and second place teams in the league, and I think it's going to be a true dogfight to the finish. I think whoever wins is going to really, really have to work for this win, and we're looking, you know, we're really excited, and we really want to bring this championship home to Boston. So just a huge thank you to all the fans that will be tuning in on Twitch, and for everyone who comes in person, I don't think you're going to be disappointed. I think you're going to see a great hockey game.
Now, here's one for you. And this is, I think, the best one to end this on. Boston won the first championship. Minnesota won last season. Both teams have the opportunity to become the first team to win 2 Isabel Cup championships. However, Minnesota has the distinction of possibly being the first team to win back-to-back. What do you as a Boston Pride player have to do to make sure that Boston gets their second Isabel Cup championship?
Yeah, like you said, I mean, whoever wins is going to write history. They're going to be that second team. You know, I've never won an Isabel Cup. I haven't won a championship or even competed in a final since college, and it's been a long time for me. So I think just who's ever going to work harder and execute is going to be the team that wins. Both teams are very talented teams, but whoever, just, we're just going to need to come out flying, kind of get them back on their heels early. And, you know, it's going to take us full 60 minutes of play to get, and maybe, you know, even overtime to get that win.
Well, given how Minnesota needed overtime to win the championship last season and needed overtime to beat Metropolitan on Sunday, I would think overtime hockey would probably be a good way to go if you're Minnesota, but you might want to beat them in regulation.
Yeah, I'm certainly fine with winning in regulation. I don't need the heart attack.
No, you save that for us while we're watching at home. So, but Emily, thank you so much for coming on. Is there any last words that you want to give out to all the women's hockey fans out there?
Just a last thank you for all your support this season, not only for, you know, this upcoming game, but just throughout the season. We, you know, we doubled viewership on Twitch. We've sold, like you said, we sold out the last 5 or 6 home games. So just a huge thank you to all of our fans. Thank you for supporting the league. Thank you for coming to the games. It means the world to us, and it's very exciting to play in front of y'all.
All right. And ladies and gentlemen, with that, Emily, we thank you for coming on the show. And when we come back, we will have Amanda Leveille, the goaltender of the Minnesota Whitecaps. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to TXHT, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans. And I am now being joined by the all-star goaltender and also 2-time Isabel Cup champion for the Minnesota Whitecaps, Miss Amanda Leveille. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And so real quick, we were talking about this before we started recording, but this is actually going to be your fourth Isabel Cup championship game. And as I mentioned, you've already won two, and you actually have the opportunity to be becoming, I believe, the first player to actually win three Isabel Cups. What does that mean to you, knowing that, you know, you have a chance to make history like that?
It was a goal at the start of the season for our entire team to be able to compete in the Isabel Cup championship game. And we've been building all season for this opportunity. And looking back on my past, I've been very fortunate to play on a lot of really talented teams and be able to compete for an Isabel Cup in all four seasons that I've played in the NWHL. So I'm pretty grateful for that. And I'm really excited to take the ice with my team this Friday against the Boston Pride. They're a very talented team, but we have a lot of confidence in ourselves, and we're ready to go for this weekend.
Now, this season for the Whitecaps, you went 17-5-2 for 36 points, and you handed the Boston Pride their lone defeat of the season. For the Whitecaps and for you, what was it like to be the team to give the Boston Pride their only loss of the season this year so far?
So every game that we go into, we want to win. And at that point, Boston had been undefeated, and we really wanted to give them a loss in the season. And I think it was a great overall game. We were winning 3-2 with a minute left. And then unfortunately we gave up a goal in the last minute of the game, but Allie Funstrom, being the hero for our team that she is, she scored 9 seconds after Boston scored to cement the win for us. So we're confident going up against them. We know that they're an extremely talented team, from their goaltender all the way to their offensive line. They have a lot of scoring potential. They got great defensemen who block shots and open up the ice for their team. But we also have players like Allie Thunstrom and a really solid defensive core. So it's going to be a good matchup, just like it was the last couple of times that we played them. We played them early in the season and we didn't have our best game, but you can laugh about it.
As I was telling you earlier, I've been dealing with a sinus infection, so I was coughing, not laughing. So no, don't ever think of laughing at you.
So. Okay, but it wasn't our best game the first time that we played them. So we really wanted to prove it to ourselves as a team that we could compete with them. And the fact that we were able to beat them that one time that weekend was really, really big for our team and a huge confidence booster for us moving forward in the season.
Right. And then one thing, and I know this in my interview with Emily Fluke of the Boston Pride before we sat down for our interview. In the last 10 games of the regular season, both Boston and Minnesota went 9-1 with win streaks of 4 straight wins to end the season. But then going into the playoffs, Boston, you know, yeah, had a tough first 40 minutes against Connecticut, but then opened things up in that third period to take the 5-1 victory in their semifinal game. But it's the game between Minnesota and the Metropolitan Riveters, the goaltending duel between you and Sam Walther. I just have to say that had to be the game of the season right there. Because that was two teams and a real slobber knocker trying to get that one goal. And what is going on in your mind in a game like that, where it's nothing, going into overtime, your opposing goaltender being Sam Walther is playing lights out hockey just like you? What's going in your mind in those type of situations?
The same thing that I always feel going into any period or any game. I approach every game just like my team, like it's the biggest game of the year. So it was just another game on our mindset. We just had to do the little things right. And for me, I was confident that my team would score. I just had to stop the next shot. So that was my mentality going into every single period in that game, is just keep the puck out of the net, do what I can to help my teammates out, because I know that they have my back. They're going to block shots when they need to. They're going to clear rebounds for me, which they did all game long. I think that was probably our best defensive game all season, and what a perfect time for that. And then on the other end, we knew that Sam Walther was an incredible goaltender. She had demonstrated that so many times when she played us. I think earlier in the season, maybe it was in December, we got 61 shots on them, and she saved 60 of them. So we knew going in that she was a really good goaltender. We were going to have to get screens in front of her, and just one of the most unbelievable saves I think I've seen in the NWHL this year was when Shamel and Allie Sundstrom were coming down on a 2-on-1, and Shamel made a really nice pass over to Allie, and she one-timered it. I don't know how Sam came across the net and got her glove on it, but just little things like that just blew my mind at the other end of the ice. And sometimes you can get too high or too low when you're playing. So for me to kind of balance myself, I was just thinking about stopping the next puck, and I'm sure Sam was thinking the same way too. But kudos to her and the entire Riveters team. They played a phenomenal game and 6 minutes of the overtime. So yeah.
I'll just say this. I was watching on Twitch, which if you're not watching on Twitch, you should be. Over 6 million views on Twitch this season. And a spectacular thing for the first season on Twitch too. But I had goosebumps watching that game. And I'll openly admit, like, I don't get goosebumps all that often when I'm watching hockey, and I love hockey. Like, I didn't even have goosebumps when I was watching the Capitals win the Stanley Cup. Like, and that's my team right there. But, like, what both teams did on Sunday, both your team, the Whitecaps, and the Riveters, it just gave me goosebumps. Like, that was amazing hockey. Like, from start to finish. And, you know, and if anyone who's a Boston Pride fan, you know, they're probably listening to that going like, oh, that's bulletin board material right there now. Because I also felt the vibe in that game with the way that your team was playing and the Riveters were playing, that it felt like the way the Penguins and the Capitals were when they were playing each other between 2016 and 2018, of the team that won that series won the Stanley Cup. That's how tightly well played that game was on Sunday. So, like, that's my major compliment to you guys. That is because that's how you made me feel as a hockey fan. And I love that. So.
Awesome. Thank you. I know a lot of the players on our team, they weren't nervous in the overtime period, but as soon as Allie scored, then kind of all these nerves got all over us all, because we were like, wow, that was really close all game long. And I don't know if it felt like this for the fans, probably not, but the game for all of us players just felt like it went so quickly, and it was just over like that. And I remember talking to some fans and my parents after the game, and they thought the game was going by so slow. But it's cool to hear a perspective from you on how you thought the game went.
Well, the funny thing is that as I'm writing the recap for the website, I'm going like, can we have some goals, please?
Oh, no. You got to be on the goalie side.
because I'm writing and I'm going, first period, goaltending duel. Second period, goaltending duel. Third period, goaltending duel. Overtime. Hey, we got a goal. So it's like, it's actually the hardest thing to write as a writer for recaps. But like, looking at that, like, obviously one thing that's probably been going on, and actually you had mentioned it to me earlier, is that you're doing like a team video, like preparing for the Boston Pride going into Friday. You're going into their house. Unlike last season when you won the Isabel Cup, you won it in Minnesota. What's it going to be like this time around for the Whitecap having to go into Boston to try to win the first ever back-to-back Isabel Cup championship?
It's definitely going to be a different environment. We're very fortunate in Minnesota that we almost have a sellout or a sellout in every single game that we've played in the past two seasons. And that really adds another element to the game. It's really fun when we're able to walk onto the ice and high-five a lot of young girls that we know, because a lot of us coach outside of playing for the Whitecaps and our other full-time jobs. So it's always fun to see those young girls there cheering us on, and to hear our announcer say, roll Caps. It's a very calming environment. But as soon as the puck drops, there's four walls around us. It's just another game of hockey. If Boston scores, we're so confident in ourselves, even if there are fans or cheering or whatever it is, we are still going to play the same hockey, whether it was at Tria or in Boston. And Boston has a really nice facility. It's it's really bright. They have a great fan base as well. So we're excited to play in Boston and hear some of their fans, and hopefully we can silence them a little bit by coming away with a win on Friday.
Now, actually, speaking about silencing the crowd, you actually have experience doing that when you're with the Buffalo Buttes. Season two, you're with the Buttes, and you actually, if I remember correctly, the Buttes beat the Pride in Boston to win their first and so far only Isabel Cup championship. So how does that type of experience play into that going into Friday?
That was a phenomenal season for a lot of different reasons. That year, the Buffalo Buttes didn't have the best regular season. I think we had a losing record, so we actually had to play two games on the road. Our first semifinal game was at the Riveters, which we won 3-2, and then we were playing Boston, who I think might have been undefeated, or they had only lost one game all year, and they were extremely talented. They were compiled of mostly Olympians, and they were kind of walking over a lot of teams, and they had beaten us every time we played them by probably at least 5 goals. We were never really ever close with them in a game during the year. So to go into the Isabel Cup championship game with a lot of people thinking that we were just gonna lose, there was a lot of confidence in the locker room, and we really came together as a group and showed each other that no matter what happens, we would always have each other's back. And we scored right away, if I can remember. I think Megan Bozak might have took a slap shot from just outside the blue line, and she scored, which was awesome, and that really got us going there. And I'm assuming it'll probably be pretty similar to coming into playing Boston again this weekend, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of similarities between that year and this season as well.
Now, I brought this up with Emily Fluke, and I'm going to bring this up with you as well. Boston is going to be looking to become the first team that win 2 Isabel Cup championships. Minnesota is going to be looking to do the same, but also add a little extra bit of history of becoming the first team to win back-to-back Isabel Cup championships. How does Minnesota prevent Boston from becoming the first team to win 2 Isabel Cups and have Minnesota become the first to win back-to-back?
I think a lot of it is going to come down to us playing the full 60 minutes and playing our game, because we are playing in Boston, like we just talked about before. There are going to be some distractions. It's their home rink, so if they score first, the crowd is going to be really loud and energetic, and the Boston Pride are definitely going to feel that. So we're going to do our best to come out early, get on the board as quick as we can, and do all the little things right. Everybody always wants to be the one who puts the puck in the net or makes a great diving block save or whatever it is, but it's all the little passes, just chipping the puck out of the zone. All those tiny details add up to a ton at the end of the day. So we as a group can collectively play our role on the team to the best of our abilities. I think we'll be in a pretty good spot playing against Boston. And if we don't worry too much about what they're going to do and just come out and do what we know how to do, I think that's going to help us a ton as well.
And then last thing for you. What can the people in Boston that are going to be there live, and all of your Minnesota Whitecap fans and all the rest of the women's hockey fans that are going to be watching live on Twitch, which twitch.tv/NWHL, what can the people expect?
I think they're going to expect a fast-paced, energetic game. I'm thinking it will probably be pretty similar to the Riveters game, very close throughout the entire 60 minutes, or potentially it goes into overtime, whatever it is. If I can make a prediction here, I have a feeling, and this player on our team has done it all year, I have a feeling that Allie Thunstrom is going to get the game winner for our team if we are fortunate enough to come away with a championship victory. So
add in that bulletin board material right there.
Yeah, there you go. So if anyone asks or it ends up happening, make sure you share that on social media. Let the people know that we knew it was coming.
So, and with that, what do you want to say to the fans who have been supporting you all season?
They're just a huge thank you. They make the league and all the home games that we've had at Treon on the road so much more fun. They add just such an electric element to the game. One thing that I really appreciate at Tria is when we score, how loud it gets in there. You can almost just feel this energy coming into your body, and it makes you just want to play harder and faster, because they're investing their time and their money to come and watch you play. And then I also love the opportunity to play in front of young girls that I coach at every single game at home this season. I've always tried to have one girl on the ice come and be an honorary captain, and stuff like that. It is so cool for them. And when they're on the ice, they get to look out and they see that the fans are filled. So it's an amazing experience for them, and it wouldn't be possible without all the fans. So I can't thank them enough for giving me the opportunity to play in the NWHL, but also giving the opportunity for all these young girls that are aspiring to play in the league as well.
All right. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Amanda, for your time. And of course, everybody, NWHL.zone is where you can find all the information on the NWHL. Go to twitch.tv/NWHL this Friday, 7:15 p.m. Eastern time. You don't have to have an account to watch the game. It's free. The only way you need to have an account is so you can do the chat. And it's totally worth it, because those people are amazing to talk to in the chat. So with that, this is TXHT, Serious Hockey Talk for Serious Hockey Fans. We want to wish best of luck to both Boston Pride and the Minnesota Whitecaps. We also want to thank Emily Fluke and, of course, once again, Amanda Levallier for coming on the show. And until next time, we will see you on the ice.